Neville Goddard. Catch the Mood. Brought to you by Ice Blue Zen. You will find tonight's message a very practical one. I don't think it will disturb anyone. But there are adjustments to be made concerning what man believes God to be, and what God really is. We are told in Scripture, in the birth of the twins, which begins the great drama as told in Scripture. In your limbs, and I am speaking now, not of anyone, but of you individually. In your limbs lie nations twain, rival races from their birth. One the mastery will gain, the younger over the elder reign. Genesis chapter 25 verse 23, Moffat translation. These are in you individually. We are told that the younger, which naturally is the second man, is the Lord from heaven. That's the second man. He sleeps in you. You will rouse him, and he will become the master. He will reign. At the moment, in the majority of the world, they are totally unaware of it. So he sleeps, and so he doesn't reign. That one known in Scripture is called Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is your own wonderful human imagination. That is God. Now, the whole vast world, and all within it, is nothing more than the appeasement of hunger. That's the whole of life. The appeasement of hunger. And there are infinite states from which the Lord may view the world, to appease that hunger. The first man can't do it. He can only feed upon what his senses dictate. Wherever he is, he feeds upon the facts of life as he sees the facts. It takes the second man to disengage himself from that restriction, and enter into a state, any state in the world and feed upon it. And then in time, bring the first man to feed upon it. We are told in the 14th chapter of John. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. Ye believe in God, believe in me also. John chapter 14 verse 1. Now, this is not a man talking to you from the outside. Believe also in me. You believe in God, believe also in me. In the same chapter he is going to tell you he is God. But what man would actually believe that this presence within himself is God? Now, he tells you. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm chapter 46 verse 10. This is not another man speaking to you, other than yourself.